What would you say if we told you that you could double your internet speed with just your settings? You wouldn't have to pay more.
I don't have to run a line over to my neighbor's house.
You don't have to come over and steal mine. The techie guy, Liron Segev, joins us now to tell us how we can do it. Good morning, Liron.
Good morning, everybody.
Boy, this is a pretty simple fix to double our internet speed.
Yeah, and most things are. We just got to know how to do them, right? So I can tell you how to do it if that's something you're interested in.
Now, are we talking about something that's, you know, on the up and up here?
Oh, absolutely. 100% legit. So let me tell you how this works. A lot of us have Wi-Fi at home, right? I'm sure you guys have Wi-Fi in the office. You got Wi-Fi in the studio, Wi-Fi at home, Wi-Fi at restaurants. We've got Wi-Fi basically everywhere. So here's where the problem comes in. When we set up our Wi-Fi at home or in wherever we happen to be, we typically use the default settings. Because, you know, it's easy to, you go to the little wizard, you go next, finished, and then it's done, and you're up and running. But everybody does exactly the same thing. So here's what happens. Wi-Fi typically talks on certain things called channels. So I don't want to get too technical, but just very briefly, the channels, and the more people that use the same channel, the more interference you're going to get. So all you have to do is download a very simple, it's called a Wi-Fi analyzer. Don't, bear with me, it's not technical, it's not complicated. Wi-Fi analyzer from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and it will analyze your network, and it's going to tell you, look, you're currently using the Wi-Fi on channel 1 or channel 11, but look around you. All your neighbors are going to use, it's going to show you what channels they're using as well. If you see that your neighbors are using the same channel as you are, all you have to do is literally log into your router and change the Wi-Fi channel from automatic to a different number. And that will instantly make a world of a difference.
A lot of us, however, don't even know how to log into our router. How do we log into our router?
When you get your router, typically if you bought it from, you know, from your service provider, you can either phone them and say, how do I do this, and let them do this for you over the phone. Or it's simply log into your web browser and then you have instructions of how to get to it. This, the only technical bit is actually finding that username and password that you set up way back when you first installed it. Most of the routers these days, if you look on the physical box itself, it will have an address, a URL, an IP address, saying myrouter.com or .net or something like that. So that's the only bit you've got to find out how to do, how to log into your own router. Once you do that, simply change the settings, and your internet speed is going to increase, and your Wi-Fi is going to be so much more reliable.
Wow, this is really interesting. I'm paying for high-speed internet, paying for extra, and I'm not sure that I'm getting it all the time, and I do this, run the speed test once in a while, and I go, hey, I got to call the company and say, I'm not getting what I'm paying for here. Now, let me ask you this, the kind of interference that you were talking about, are we talking about sucking bandwidth like from other devices in your own home?
No, so this is more of, if you think about the Wi-Fi spectrum, the Wi-Fi frequencies that are all around you, right? If we're all trying to use the same Wi-Fi frequency, we're all going to be running into each other. All we're doing is we're saying, hey, I don't want to use the same freeway as everybody else is using because that's very congested. Let me use the side road. Let me use the specific route to get from my device to my router. And as soon as you change that, you're no longer fighting with everybody else's traffic. You just got a nice, smooth path from your device to your own router. So just to be clear, we're not going to, you know, this is not about getting more than you're paying for, as you said, but it's at least getting what you're paying for. If you, you know, if you're getting an X amount of data from your service provider, you want to make sure that you're actually physically getting that. Otherwise, what's the point of paying the higher rate?
Right. We're talking with the techie guy, Liron Segev. Let's move on to another interesting topic, and that's a SIM card scam that's sort of going around. Tell us about that.
Okay. This is a bit of a dangerous one. So a big story. A 20-year-old college student, of course, is facing 10 years in prison at the moment for stealing millions of dollars in cryptocurrency. And they used something called a SIM swap scam. So essentially what that is, you know, for your SIM card for your mobile device, for your cell phone, you have a SIM card. Now, if you swap devices or you lose your device or your device gets stolen, you can phone your service provider and say, hey, I don't have my phone anymore. I need a new SIM card. And they'll simply swap your number from your old little physical unit to your new SIM card. It's called a SIM swap. What these guys do is that they use social engineering. They phone the service provider and they pretend to be you. And they have enough information that they typically would be asked to convince the operator that you are indeed, that they are indeed the original owner of that SIM card. So birthdays, parents' name, where were you born, things of that nature. Once the operator is convinced, they simply swap the number and give him a new SIM card, and now he's able to get those one-time passwords, which is very, very dangerous. So what he's done, he's used this technique. He's scammed a lot of people out of it, but 40 victims have now been taken for a ride, all because he managed to convince an operator that he was indeed the original owner. Scary, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
There's a couple of things you can do to protect yourself. I just think that's where you're asking.
Right.
The first thing is social media. Make sure that your social media is set to private, especially something like Facebook, because that is where you overshare. This is where you tell everyone where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, when's your birthday, all of those important details. So just make sure that that's set to private. And the most important one, or the big one, is if you're ever checking into a flight, we've seen a lot of these. Hi, I'm at this airport. I'm checking into a 10-hour flight going from point A to point B. That is 10 hours that you're not contactable. And that is 10 hours that they could actually have that opportunity to try get into your system without anybody double-checking with you. You're simply not available. So try not to overshare. Put a pin on your voicemail. A lot of people use that as a technique. They go back and they log into your voicemail, listen back to your messages, and use that information to get to the operator. So the operator would at some time send a pin to your voicemail, and they could simply log in because you haven't protected your voicemail. And then finally, you don't have to answer those security questions correctly. What I mean by that is, when you're setting up a system and it asks you questions like, what's your mother's maiden name and where were you born? For what's your mother's maiden name, you could actually say something like Dallas. There's no reason to give the real information.
People can get that information reasonably easy.
Right, but they're going to be looking up for your mother's maiden name because they think that's what you would have put in as your security password. But if you put in Dallas as your mother's maiden name, the odds of them guessing that is fairly slim.
Good point. What great ideas you have.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Good caffeine in the morning.
All right. Thank you, Laurent. There's Laurent Segev. He is the techie guy. You can find him online at thetechieguy.com.